There have been records of some sort of timekeeping at least since the Neolithic age. As for calendars per se, the first ones date from the Bronze Age, around 3300 BCE, when written records and urban civilizations began to flourish. Our modern calendar is based on the Egyptian solar calendar. The Egyptians already knew that the orbit of the Earth around the Sun took approximately 365.25 days, and when it was adopted by the Roman Empire in 45 BCE, it already included leap years, which is considered rather accurate for the time, mainly considering the measurement tools available for observations then. However, the Earth's exact orbit is not 365.25, but 365.242 days. This slight, albeit important, difference meant that by the end of the 16th century, this calendar was out of sync with the seasons by an astonishing 10 days. The problems spawned by this difference are twofold. First, agriculture needed a calendar that reconciled the cycles of the sun, the moon, the stars, and the seasons so to guarantee crops would be planted and harvested at the right time. Second, the church wanted to ensure that holy days would be observed correctly. Easter, for example, posed a real challenge, as it was supposed to be celebrated on the first full moon following the vernal equinox, which meant it depended heavily on comprehensive calculations to assure exactitude. The solution was proposed by Pope Gregory XIII in 1582, implementing new rules for leap years. Although it might sound complicated, it was actually rather simple. There should be leap years every 4 years as the Julian calendar, except not on century years, unless the century year was divisible by 400, which would suspend the suspension, re-establishing the leap year. For example, the year 1900 would not be a leap year, but the year 2000 would, because it would be a century year divisible by 400. This measure would solve the problem for the future, not the time difference that had already been accumulated, and to that effect, when the calendar was implemented on October 4th, 1582, it was established that the following day would be October 15th, skipping 10 days altogether, syncing the calendar with the seasons and starting the calculations correctly. Besides the natural confusion of the first days to adjust, there was one more hurdle to overcome. The Gregorian calendar was accepted and implemented only in Catholic states, ergo, parts of Europe were either living 10 days ahead or 10 days behind, depending on the point of view. It took over 3 centuries for the Gregorian calendar to be implemented worldwide. The Netherlands adopted the calendar in 1700, Great Britain in 1752, Sweden in 1753, and Greece in 1923. Nowadays, the Gregorian calendar is widely accepted, and even countries that adopt alternate calendars to mark the religious and astrological events tend to use or acknowledge the Gregorian calendar alongside their own.